Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It is a wonderful Thursday, and we've been talking about it for really a couple weeks now. We're talking about Nadia Brown's stage play, Get Your Life Back, and it's in the Queen City this weekend. I have on the phone the renowned artist, author, Dr. Juanita Bynum. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm exhausted, but I'm great.
Hey, that's my line.
Yes. Just getting back from Africa on yesterday, so I'm still pretty out of it and trying to feel whether or not I'm in America or still in Africa.
Well, we need you to get that straight before this weekend. Now, I understand this play, it's about dealing with kind of real issues of life and kind of helping people release the shame and hurt and disappointment of their past.
Yes, and not just necessarily that, their present. We want to, really put the focus on the here and the now.
Right.
Because, you got people that are dealing with very severe issues right now that they don't have answers to, and one of the reasons why they don't have answers to things that they're dealing with, because it's very difficult for you to see the forest when you're standing that close to the trees. And what we have experienced in doing this play is that once we are on the stage and people are looking at different scenes in the play, it's almost like they're saying, that's me,
right.
I do that, We can't change the past. We can't change anything right. about our past. We can't go back and undo anything that we've done. But we can begin today by making sure that our future looks a whole lot brighter than our present when we decide to be honest and live in the reality of where we're sitting at right now.
Awesome. Now, one of the ways you do this in the play, your character is Dr. Ross, and you're a counselor described as a female Dr. Phil. Tell us about your character a little bit.
Well, my character is really who I am. it's not so much of me having to pull up a lot of my acting skills. It's just me being myself on that stage. So my role is that role of me becoming one of the counselors or the life coaches of a young lady played by Nadia Brown. And after all the work that we've accomplished, we, found out that there were some hidden issues that she had not dealt with. And because of that, she was getting ready to really abort all of the work that we had invested. And so from that, I'm able to share with her my life and really bring some correction to what she was about to do and all of what she was about to throw away. I am Juanita Bynum in every sense of the word on that stage. I minister, I sing, and I just say it like it is, and people's lives are changed. And everywhere we have gone, we have gotten a standing ovation.
More with Dr. Juanita Bynum in a few minutes right here on Praise. We're back with Dr. Juanita Bynum here in the Queen City this weekend, starring in the hit stage play, Get Your Life Back. Now, Dr. Bynum, I know that there's a phrase in the production that really struck me, because I think this is really a challenge for a lot of people. And the phrase is that this is my life, and if I don't like it, then I need to change it. Why do people get stuck?
I think they get stuck because a lot of times change is very, very confrontational. You have to first become unafraid of losing relationships, because one of the things that cause people, I believe, to stay comfortable where they are is because you have surrounded yourself with people that are just like you. If you on welfare and you're not going to school and you're not doing anything, and your cousin on welfare and that's your best friend, and then her best friend is on welfare, and all y'all got two or three kids, the most exciting thing you can do is get a new Gucci bag for the boyfriend and say, wow, Nobody sees anything wrong with that. But the minute you say, I don't want this as my life anymore, and I want to go to school to be a nurse,
right.
Then what it does is it confronts what the other person is not doing for themselves.
Absolutely.
And then that becomes very, very intense, because you have to make the decision whether or not you're going to stay there and be shamed out of it, or whether or not you're going to walk away and lose those friends. It's a time where you have to decide, this is my life, and I don't like it, and I'm being given an opportunity to change it.
Dr. Bynum, we're so excited at lives being changed this weekend. Of course, this play first debuted in Atlanta in July of last year in front of two sold-out audiences. And, of course, this weekend it's here in the Queen City at the McLohan Theater at Spirit Square, 345 North College Street. You can still get your tickets online at carolinatix.org, or you can call 704-372-1000. Dr. Bynum, why don't you give the final appeal and invite the people out to the play this weekend?
If there are people that you want to see change in their lives, as well as, you know, your life change, you may not be able to ever invite them to the church. They may not ever want to walk in a church. But if you would say to them, let's go see a play, I guarantee you what you probably would have spent days and months and weeks trying to get them to see, they can see that and be ministered to and be empowered by watching a play. Everybody that wants a life change should come and see this play. And when I was asked to do this play and I read the script, I knew this was something that I had to be a part of. I've had to work this play in between speaking engagements. I'm just getting off the plane coming from Africa and still on my way to Charlotte to do this play. I guarantee you, if it doesn't change your life, if it doesn't minister to you and cause you to be ignited, I will say this, you write me and I'll give you your ticket money back, because that it comes with a money back guarantee. That's how I know how powerful it's going to be.
The always dynamic Dr. Juanita Bynum. We're looking forward to seeing you here this weekend for Get Your Life Back. You can get your tickets now, 704-372-1000. You're listening to Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. God bless.